Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holla, holla, holla up in the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Stomping around, shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, welcome to a great Monday in Modesto. We're here today. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're going to be talking about a newspaper article today. And it's a perfect article because there is so much of a backstory to the fact that the present mayor of Modesto, Mayor Ted Branvall, is going to be holding his first State of the City address Wednesday. You know, he's been in office for 3 years. So if we're looking at history, he's probably the only mayor that waited 3 years to give his State of the City address. But there's more to the backstory, and Kevin Valin, the B reporter, he knows more about the story than he's letting on, although he does truthfully give you when it's going to happen and who's involved, some of the people that are involved. But let's see, it's going to be Wednesday at 11:30. It's going to be a luncheon at the DoubleTree. Or I'm trying to find out if it's really at the convention center. I don't see that. Okay. Did you see that anywhere where it was going to be?
No, this is the whole article.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. And you say, well, what's the difference if it's the DoubleTree or the convention center? Well, normally the city makes 15% on functions that are at the convention center. And that's why Rotary Club meets in the DoubleTree Hotel.
It says it's at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, first paragraph. He will speak during a luncheon at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in downtown.
Okay. So the mayor, hey, maybe it's a little conflict. Mayor Branvall, what does this sound like? This event isn't sponsored by you. It's sponsored by Cecil Russell and the powers to be at the Chamber of Commerce. And the backstory, quite frankly, is, Mayor, they're making money off of you. Are you for hire? Does it cost $40 to go to your state of the city address? Well, yeah, it does. $40. But you know what? You don't have to pay $40. I remember when this all came about. The compromise was, oh, well, you know what we'll do? We'll put up chairs in the back of the room. So now we'll have a few hundred, whatever. And what we'll do is people who don't want to have lunch can sit in the back of the room, the back of the bus. Other people will pay $40. And tables will be sold for, I guess, $400 or $500. But Cecil, this is a moneymaker for you, for the chamber. You're going to collect $40. I don't know what the DoubleTree is going to charge you for the meal, but you just hired the mayor to give you an event that you can raise some money on. And, of course, that's an entrepreneurial way. The truth of the matter is that I'm going to go. I'm not going to buy lunch. I'm going to bring my own lunch and maybe have a ham sandwich. I don't know if that's against the rules or not, but we'll find out. So what is it? What really is the backstory? All I can tell you is from my own personal experience, the first speech I gave after being elected mayor was at night at the convention center, an evening. I think there was 450 people there at no charge. Someone did provide coffee and cookies, but it was a great night, if you can imagine, 450 people attending. But of course it was free. You didn't have to pay to get in. So after all that warm feeling and glow from that evening, the tradition in Modesto was to, first speech, was to go to the downtown Rotary Club. I think the downtown Rotary has maybe 300 members. And they are people of power and means, and they do it that way by recruiting. They go out and recruit members. And I would guess that it's happened where members are not asked to join, or people are not invited back. So here I am, a new mayor. I show up. Now, the Monday night was the speech, and I broke tradition. I dared address 450 people on Monday night before downtown Rotary at noon on Tuesday. I went in, and quite frankly, there was a chill in the air.
That sounds petty.
It's the pettiest organization I've ever been associated with. I used to belong to Rotary. That's when businessmen were there and working people and entrepreneurs. And anyhow, downtown Rotary has become a political machine, and if they deny it, let them do that. But they are heavily involved in politics, and you do know that any time we get a new official here in Modesto or a guy gets a promotion, they come and get them. I remember when Jack Crisp became the city manager. They just went over and grabbed him. He was to join Rotary. And actually, the assignments to the various clubs were sort of organized. I think Roy Wasden went to Kiwanis when he became the police chief, or Crist went to Kiwanis and Washington. Anyhow, the city representatives are all sought after to become a member of the club. And that's what it is. It is a club. Anyhow, I gave the same speech I gave the Monday night, I gave to Rotary Tuesday night, and they were so impressed. Now, that was the year 2000. So that was 19 years ago. Do you, let me share a backstory with you. Former Mayor Carmen Sabatino and Mayor Carmen Sabatino have not been invited back to Rotary in 19 years. Think about it. How petty can you get? So I guess they instill fear and say, well, if I bring them, they'll get upset at me for bringing them. So,
what do you think about that paragraph? That's a pretty sharp tongue that kind of takes the mayor to task. Says, but his tenure since taking office in February 2016 after winning a runoff election has included drama and discord, including a divided council and personal attacks among council members, including the mayor lobbying some of his own. There have been accusations that he doesn't trust and undermines some of the top city's top officials, oversteps his authority, and is not fully engaged with the council members. What do you think of that?
I think it's a great paragraph. I don't fault Brandwall. He's got every right not to get along with council members. You know, that's what the bee pulls, and that's what the people of power and mean pull. Oh, we have to be civil. You know, the greatest example of that I can think of is that the marketing people for this city say, choose civility, and it's everywhere. Oh, it's in the schools, choose civility. You know what that means? You know what that code is? Choose civility. To hell with the truth. You know, why not tell kids, choose the truth instead of civility? Civility teaches them, keep your mouth shut, don't complain, be polite, don't create any problems in any ways. So if what Brandwell wants to fight for and what city council members want to fight for, why should they get along? Okay?
Point taken.
All right, why not let people make free choices? But the problem here is that Mr. Brandwall is, I would have said a month ago that the Zagaris Petrolakis political machine, we're going to dump them. And I was thinking, and I'm pretty accurate on this stuff, I try to be, Petrolakis, that machine can put you in and take you out. In fact, that was one of Mike Zagaris's deceased brother's comment was, take him out. That was a battle cry to take out someone, and they've taken people out. They even took out Pat McGrath, their greatest champion, when he was in the city council. Belvino Irizarry, I am probably the greatest example of that when you've got a guy like Mike Zagaris who hires an attorney in Sonora to write a dossier, pays him $10,000, and we'll get into that rest of that story in a few more chapters. But getting back to, do I see this as bad? I don't see how it can be bad when we can discuss it. Okay, so you, as you said, it's included drama and discord. Sure. Yeah. If the people you're working with are crooks, then why, why would you get along? Let's see, including the mayor lobbying some of his zone would be what, personal attacks? Really? What this newspaper has no right to criticize people who engage in personal attacks because they do it. Okay? Well, I don't see how Branville can deny the accusations, and he's going to focus on bringing more accountability and openness to city government. You know, let's find out who wrote his speech. He didn't write it. And we'll be looking at that Wednesday. Sometimes I think they give the speech out a little bit earlier. So, but Wednesday it would be interesting to see what he has to say. Maybe tomorrow we can go back and look through our archives for headlines. I think the B will allow that. And of all of the what the B calls accusations, of all of the things that the city of Modesto has gotten wrong in 3 years. And I think I've told the story before, and I could tell it one more time, I guess, is that when Branville was recruited by land use attorney George Petrolakis and political consultant, George went to Branville. George was going all over trying to find a candidate to run. He approached some city council members. He approached, Pat Gillum was an accountant here in Modesto. He was looking for someone. And he got Branville, recruited him, got his paperwork put together, and signed the papers the very last day of filing. And Petrolakis is good enough that he got Branville elected. Because
it was a runoff between. It was a runoff win for Branville. Do you know who he went against?
Well, wasn't it Brad Hahn? No, Brad Hahn was right after. The top two finishers were Branville. God,
sorry to put you on the spot like
no,
that.
No, that's all right. We can always find that information out. But I'm trying to think of who, well, anyhow. Branville gets the job. Quite frankly, it's borne out that the job's too big for him. And that's why he has to lean on advice on the person who recruited him. Again, George Petrolakis. Of course, Branville came to me and said, you know, he wanted me to vote for him. And I said, no, I don't think so.
It was Garrett Marsh.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes. Yeah. Because Marsh had beaten Hahn the election before. So Garrett Marsh, actually politically, Mayor Marsh didn't do it right. He admitted it at political forums afterwards that politically it wasn't smart to push for a sales tax and run for mayor at the same time. That was an issue that lost you votes, not brought you votes. So Branville becomes mayor, and he then, as I started to say, he came to me and said, well, he said that George Petrolakis persuaded me to run. I said, no, now I know, Ted, he's helping you. Because he got you to change the word recruit to persuade. So, Branville is now, I was going to say, gee, well, he's got all this support. Zagaris and Petrolakis. I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe if they want to dump them, a supervisor by the name of Jim DeMartini might have different thoughts. DeMartini has raised $50,000 for Branwell.
Wow.
I haven't seen the 460s yet.
That's a war chest.
But he has. He has had a fundraiser, and if he hasn't raised the whole 50 that one night, maybe he's promised 50. So, but so, once again, I look this over and I see that after 3 years, he sells himself to the chamber. And incidentally, don't think that I think that the everybody in the chamber is, how should I say, dishonest, crooked. No, it's the circle that they draw. Actually, if you picture this, the chamber starts something, and then they have a big circle, and they invite everybody in. Everybody is in the circle, in the big community, and so on and so on. And then gradually people start disappearing, and the circle gets smaller and smaller, and then some people don't get a right to vote anymore, and that restricts the circle. So now they're close to the end, and their circle of power could be down to 6 or 9 or 12. And they're the only ones who have the votes. So my congratulations to Mr. Russell. We look forward to seeing how much money you raise off of the mayor of Modesto. So go. If you want to go, forget, pre-register with the Chamber of Commerce. You have to pre-register even if you don't want to eat. Wait a minute. I can't just walk into a meeting. That means it's private. That would be it.
That's exactly what that means. Everyone is asked to pre-register with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, register and show your papers. Let's see your driver's license. I would guess Steve Rank Security, they would be there. Although there's justification for MPD being security so that the chamber won't have to pay for it. So.
Well, he has a positive bent on it. His roughly 45-minute speech is expected to include remarks about education, recreation, and the general plan.
Oh, good. We're going to talk about things the city has very little to. General plan is the one thing. Will he admit Wednesday, and we should pay close attention, of what his plans are for Wood Colony? My understanding is that road they're building out there is going to ensure the fact that Wood Colony will no longer be all farmland, that they'll take over that area, and they intend to build from river to river.
He's going to lay his blueprint for the city's growth and development, according to the news release. I look forward to sharing my excitement for the great things in store for the city of Modesto.
I've got some exciting things for you, Mayor. Tell me how you propose to pay the $8.7 million for the workers who lost their insurance. How are you going to pay for that? And Mayor, it seems to be, and that's why I say, you don't have to believe me. This is all in the newspaper. Give the newspaper credit. How about the $16 million that the staff has spent without your knowledge? Or is it only Petrolakis that had the knowledge? Where else can you go? How can you explain all of that?
3 years is a long time.
Well, but the other thing is, Mayor, you got a council that's against you. I mean, it's not only disagreement, they're after you. Word is that we can start again from left to right. Doug Ridenour, City Councilman Doug Ridenour, former head of the police union, has plenty of conflicts, but he wants to be mayor. He denies it, but now he does. I guess he's a little concerned that DeMartini gave Brandwell $50,000 to run. So I don't know who's going to be backing Ridenour. Of course, I'm sure Jenny Kinoyer has no ideas about that. But we go to Bill Zielacki. Bill Zielacki, you know, former head of the Building Industry Association. Zielacki is also interested, very much interested, in being mayor of Modesto. He thought he wanted to go to the assembly, but apparently somebody told him it wasn't his turn. And then next to Zielacki is our esteemed city manager, Joe Lopez, interim city manager, can be proud of the fact that he got the job because nobody else wanted it. Joe Lopez, if you have to obey orders from outsiders, I think that tells me that you're not competent. So after him comes, of course, the mayor. And then to the mayor's left is Adam Lindgren. And Adam Lindgren's profile should be worked on maybe quicker because he is the most powerful man in Modesto. Everything goes to the city attorney's office to be screened, verified, to see if it should be made public. Then Tony Madrigal. I'm sure he may, you know, I'm not. Why wouldn't he? What's he got to lose? The pay's a little higher, you know, and Tony's attracted by pay.
It is higher for the mayor.
Oh, yeah, $14,000 more.
Oh.
Yeah. I came too soon. My pay was only $800 a month. I had to use my own car and other things. But then next to Madrigal, I don't know what Christy IU's plans are, but next to Madrigal, then is Manny Grewal. Now, Manny Grewal has, I'm led to believe, over $400,000 in his account. But he would like to forget mayor and go for Senate. But these guys can all call in. It's 846-1814. Remember that if you want to worry, just whip out your cell phone. 846-1814. We'd be glad to hear from you. So that's it for today. We will be back tomorrow, hopefully with some more information about Mayor's Brandwell, exciting things for the city. I'm sure he loves Modesto. I heard another one before. We go. Love Modesto is run by a guy by the name of makes 100, but
nobody here at all.
I think there are more people who love their neighborhood than this. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.